Okay, let me see where that is now. Okay, that's at 151. That's verified.
Roger, because you're going to configure it here at LOS. And the word is on the high gain angles, believe your meter.
Okay, I use a meter.
And some more on this configure. We're coming up here on LOS. Apparently, it's important that the DSC be configured on a time. It depends on when they start to rewind. So for this rev, they want you to configure the DSC at 150.45.
Okay, 150.45 as opposed to 43.
All righty. And Ken, I got one more thing for you. It's a TEI pad, a block data.
Okay, stand by while I get my other book. Okay, I'm ready to copy.
Okay, Ken, and to let you on what's going on here, we were going to give you a TEI 54 pad, and they're jockeying around and because of the plane change, and the plane change is going to come about 169 hours. So they're going to give you a TEI 48 pad now and give you a TEI 55 pad at about 164 hours. So this will be TEI 48. SPS GNN 38620 plus 059er plus 125 168.
Hank, I can't hear you again. How about asking the comm guy downstairs if he can patch it differently or something? It hasn't sounded like this until just the last, I've been noticing the last couple of revs, but this thing, I can't even understand you.
Ken, how do you read now?
Well, that little burst was good, Hank.
Okay, let's try it again. There's been a lot of noise in the room.
Oh, you're getting drowned out again.
Okay, Ken, we'll try it again.
It sounds just like the other loops are...
Can you read me all right now, Ken?
No, I can't. It's... Unkey your mic a second. Let me tell you what it sounds like. It sounds like that we've got the other loop, the other air-to-ground or the flight director's loop or something like that. It's got a box key that comes on, and I don't hear it when you make a short statement. But when you're on for and hold it down for any length of time, then all this other talking comes on. And it sounds like I can probably hear Tony and I'm not sure who all else. Nothing's very clear. It's exceptionally noisy. And it just sounds like trying to hold a conversation in a football game is what it sounds like. And it's been annoying, but now it's getting to the place where I can't even read you.
Okay, it must be coming from somewhere else, Ken. We've got everybody in the room real quiet now.
Yeah, I don't think it's possible for all that noise to be coming through from your open mic. That's the reason I wanted to see if the Comtech could chase it out or something.
Okay, we're about 2 minutes from LOS. I don't guess we're going to be able to get this pad to you, and we're not going to see you for another rev, about 3 hours.
Okay, well, I'm not going to burn TEI 48 in the meantime anyhow. But I can't. I'm not going to copy it properly if I can't hear you.
Okay, we'll work on this thing and see if we can have it better when we get calm here in a rev and a half.
All right. Thank you very much, Hank.
Do you still have the noise while we're talking now?
Yes, sir. It doesn't come on immediately as soon as you start to talk. It builds up slowly, like you start to talk, and it takes about 1,001, 1,002, and then it comes on like a big rush. It just swells up, and after a couple of seconds, you're completely drowned out.
Okay, it must be in the lines. They're checking now.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And I promise we won't go anywhere in the meantime.
Oh, okay. Hey, Ken, if you still read, we think we got your flight plan squared away until you go to sleep tonight. There won't be any more major changes.